Shannon Jean is back. Let's go shopping.
I thought I'd do a quick overview of some stuff that I like, some stuff that's resale related, some stuff I just like. I'm just kind of curious. I'm interested in. You guys can see my screen now. So I think it's always great to start with Black Hawk helicopters because those are awesome. And who doesn't want a helicopter, right? So now I don't know anything about Black Hawk helicopters, but I know they're pretty badass. And they were like, I don't know, $6 to $8 million each. And you can buy them here for $1.5 million. There's seven of them that are up for auction right now at the GSA auction site. That's the Government Service Administration. That is the federal government auction site. The obvious things, obviously, you know, we're not going to buy a Black Hawk. There's a few people in the world that would do that. But the key is just to trigger you to know that you can buy anything. You can buy anything from a bicycle to a Black Hawk helicopter at an auction site. This is the federal government. There are state, county, city, municipality, school district auctions all the way down every single day. And like I said, I love looking. There's seven of them that are up for bid right now on the GSA. These things are incredible, right? You can buy drones up here too. But like, you know, not all of them have bids, but you can go in, you can check out the photos. You can, you know, you can dream a little bit. They show you what you're going to get. Could you imagine owning this thing?
You often share things from like Costco and Target. I'm sure we'll get there. We'll probably talk about
some of
those.
We're going to get there. Yeah.
But these are my favorite by far because you just get to dream. What business could I build if I bought a Black Hawk?
Yeah.
There's a lot of the St. Paul Air Force Reserves fly over my house probably every day. I hear them go by and I'm like, that's cool. You know, I'm kind of a nerd like that, but you could build a lot. You could just get your license and give tours and that people are going to want it. You could have set up an Airbnb. We've talked about that before. There's a million ways you could make money out of this.
There's a bunch of scrap. There's always scrap aircraft. Like this one is a scrap Black Hawk. It's not going to fly. This is another, you know, there's jets. There is just on and on and on. They have lots of big stuff. Great site. It's at gsaauctions.gov. They have everything from vehicles to, they also have real estate. I don't know if I shared it last time around, but they sell like lighthouses in the U.S. There's, I don't know why that the government's offloading a bunch of lighthouses. So you can buy like a whole island with a lighthouse on it with a, like a, this one I talked about had like a 1500 square foot structure on it. It was like, it sold for like $300,000. You know, it's crazy, but these are super cool here. These, Beechcraft, I forget the name of them, but they're like these Navy planes and they sell them all the time. You know, they're just really awesome collectible things. It's pretty wild. So this is great. They sell thousands of vehicles all over the country every single day. All kinds of government vehicles that have been maintained really well. I can pop into there if you want. If you got to look into your state, you can search by model. You can search by trucks, SUVs, and they're just all over the place. You know, there's, and the deals are there, you know, it's wild. So you always want to take a look at here before you just, oh, I'm going to go buy a used truck or I'm going to do whatever. So I think that's great. Another site I really like, I love GovDeals. This site does a ton of state, county, and city auctions. I'm a big fan of simulators. I always post about them. They get a lot of things. This one was pretty cool. This is a drunk driving simulator go-kart, which I thought was pretty cool. It's only 100. The auction's only 125 bucks, guys. And it's like, this thing probably costs like $5,000 or more for some. This is being sold by the Perry Township in Allen County, Ohio. So this would be a great thing to buy for your kids, right? It's like, hey guys, let's go. Sure. Let's go. And I don't even know how it works. There's not much to it, but it's $125. So if I was near anywhere in Ohio, I'd be like, let's go buy this thing. So there's a great, you know, the way I use this site is I go to the thing and I do a location search. And so I go, okay, I'll drive. Because most of this stuff you're going to go pick up. So here's a zip code that's like near me. And you can see these are like school districts, municipalities, all kinds of stuff. And then you can just say, okay, I want to see all the listings. So there's 74 locations that are auctioning off stuff near me, 1,300 items being auctioned off. Everything from printers, lab equipment. I'm out near Silicon Valley. There's a ton of pharma, computer stuff that's always up here. Drones, 3D printers, tons of 3D printers. It's a great site. You can make money on it, and you can find a ton of cool stuff. They always have all, like I said, all these 3D printers. and you can pick them up for nothing. Here's, you know, $27. It's going to close in 18 minutes. This is a big batch of non-functional ones that you need to work on, but there's some high-end stuff. It's pretty cool. So that's GovDeals. I think it's just a great site to play around on. I always say, don't watch Netflix, watch auctions. This is what I mean. It's way more interesting to sit there and just consume. You can look at this stuff and figure out how to make some money.
There's a lot of ways to make money here, Shannon, but like, are you also sitting here going, all right. And do you like end up with a house full of just a bunch of stuff because you think it's cool, or are you only flipping this stuff?
I only flip stuff. I mean, sometimes I buy for myself. I bought a lift and I bought some other stuff. But for the most part, I'm just looking at things. And then I'm like, I use the Comet browser. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with that, but the Comet browser is awesome, where you can just have the assistant write in and just say, is this a good deal? And it'll come up and find every resale opportunity for you. And I'm always just asking, like, well, what can I sell these for? What can I do these? You know, what's going on? So no, I don't accumulate much. I used to when I had a warehouse, but you do that a few times, then you find you're like, wow, that's cool, but I couldn't make any money on it.
Like the 3D printer stands out to me, right? I can imagine finding one on there, probably using it for a little bit, right? The kids would probably find it cool, then flip the thing, right? It would feel a lot like surfing Whatnot for a card break or something, where you're like, oh, this is a good deal. I could really go for that Sharper Image drone for $22. You know, like, it'd be very tempting.
There you go. That's it. Like, there's tons of drones up here. Sometimes there's deals, oftentimes there's not. But I'm looking, you know, I want these bigger drones, like these big Teledyne, you know, infrared drone. That's a whole different story. These big DJI Matrice 300. These are like the drones that Amazon uses and Walmart to drop deliveries off, right? These are big, you know, $5,000. That could be the best deal out there, where you could flip the thing and make $3,000 or $4,000, right? But you have to do your research. You can't just be like, that's cool, or I see it for sale for this price. You got to go, where is it selling for? How often are they selling for? You know, this is quadcopter, you know, this is $10,000, but that could be the moneymaker. You just don't know. It's all about your research, right?
Well, the one that you showed there, the DJI, it's 30, 45 minutes for me, right? And like, it was $5,000. You said it was the one Amazon's using for deliveries. Walk me through that. I know I can use Comet, that's Perplexity's browser. Am I right on that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Perplexity's. Yeah. So what I'm looking for is, what are the sold prices? Not what's it advertised for, not what it's for on eBay. I want to know what it's sold for in like the last 60 days and how many of them sold. Velocity is a really important part. I mean, if you look up and you're just like, well, if you're only going to buy one, maybe, you know, it's like, okay, well, they only sell one a month. Okay, I can handle that. But if you're buying 50, you need to know, how fast am I going to be able to move them? So I want to see where they're selling. I want to see who the best seller is, so I can emulate the way that they're selling. Who sells the most DJI Matrice drones? And I want to go see what can I do better? Can I take better video? Can I take better photos? How do I make my listing better? Most people suck at this. And they throw up a listing and they don't know why. How come it doesn't sell, right? They don't have any kind of credibility statements. They don't have... There's just so many opportunities for improvement. So you got to do that research. And then you're looking for the delta. So if you're looking at that drone, it's like, okay, it's whatever, it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. What do you want to make? It's like, well, it's not worth dealing with unless I'm going to make a couple $1,000s. Can you realistically sell it for $7,000 to $8,000? That's those are the questions you ask. And if you can't answer those questions, you can't buy it. You should never buy anything unless you know already what you can sell it for. And I ask myself those questions every single day.
Hey, it's John here. I just wanted to let you know that the Low Bar Pod membership is now live. So if you've been loving the show and you'd love to hang out directly with myself and Ben and a whole bunch of other like-minded individuals to do more fun business stuff, head to lowbarpod.com/join. It's just $9 a month. It's cancel at any time. We can't wait to see you inside.
This is BidSpotter, a site nobody really ever goes to, but they do big industrial auctions, big plants, labs, pharma, construction, farm equipment, woodworking, metalworking. And it can be kind of intimidating because they sell entire factories, but they don't sell the whole factory to one person. They sell it piecemeal. So there's always tons of deals, whether you want to buy tools. This is a company in Michigan called Michigan Chandelier that's being off. Let me see if I can reload the page, if it'll give me these numbers. Yeah, they're being auctioned off. The auction started a couple days ago. It's going to run through, I think, the 27th. But this stuff is going to sell for nothing. It'll sell for pennies on the dollar. All these chandeliers, different, you know, different brands that they make for people. And you have plenty of time to do your research. You can, again, get an AI browser and just let it loose. It's like, hey, go research. Tell me what these Keichler, Piper, this 18 light chandelier, that chandelier is probably like 10 grand or more, you know, and you just do that research and you'll know, okay, I can sell that thing for, it's retail. Let's say it was retail for 10 grand. You're not going to sell it for 10. Can you sell it for 5? Can you sell it for 3? What can I pay? And then you just work everything backward. The problem people get into, they get into trouble is they buy first and then they worry about selling. And what I suggest you do is, Do it backward, right? Do all this research, know exactly what everything's going to sell for, then go search and buy it. So if you're in the lighting space or the home, you know, space, this is a you know, really interesting auction to take a look at. But I would want to be near them so I could go pick it up. So this is in Michigan. So
yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, those are probably the big one at the top there. Yeah, it's probably. Well, not quite 10 grand, but if you're getting it for 10 bucks, yeah, I mean, you sell that for at least 5 grand, I'd say. I'm familiar with the brand. They're kind of like a mid-level sort of lighting brand. They're a big brand in the lighting space. They're pretty big. And so definitely...
That's a big, big chandelier, dude.
That's a big thing. So, you know, but, you know, there's plenty of people with homes in the US that have a, you know, it's going in somebody's entryway where they've got their stairs. You go through the front door, the stairs are there, they go up. You got a big drop from the ceiling there. That's where that's going. A lot of businesses buy these things as well, you know. So, yeah, if you get that for 10 bucks.
Yeah, I imagine it'll go for more than that, but who knows, you know.
Even if you get it for $200-$300.
Exactly.
You know, that's a good deal. You know, it's going to come in parts as well. It's not that big to pick it up. It'll be in a box or two. Yeah, I mean, that's easy. You sell that, I would think. At a decent profit, for sure.
Yeah, so these deals are out there every single day. It just depends on what you want to, you know, what you're looking for, what your niche is, whether you want to sell tractors, you want to sell, I mean, like these categories are amazing, these niches. Like if you can be in a network of, hey, I'm going to be in the food and beverage space, I'm going to sell, because there's tons of opportunity and restaurants come and go all the time. They're always looking either to liquidate product because they've gone out of business, or they're looking for good deals because they're starting up. And you know, you can, it's a great niche to be in if you have the knowledge and you've done the research to do it. You don't want to go buy anything, fill your warehouse, your garage up, and then go learn. That's the opposite.
You said no one uses this site. Why?
Nobody talks about it. It's just not very well known. There's all kinds of sites like this. It's just not, I mean, people think liquidation.com, Bstock, which I love both those sites, and we're going to spend some time on Bstock here in a few minutes. But there's lots of aggregators. This is BidSpotter is an auction company aggregator. They're aggregating auctions all over the world. This is in Nevada. They do them in Europe. They do them in everywhere. These are great sites to hang out on if you're interested in reselling. And you know, everywhere, this is in Oklahoma City, and you go to these auctions, you know, this is I don't even know what those make, material handling auction. They sell everything you can think of inside a building that it requires to have people come work and manufacture stuff, from this industrial equipment to everything in the break room, everything in the office. You know, this kind of, I am sitting in a Herman Miller Aaron chair that, you know, they sell for like $1,500, and I think I paid $50 for it. So, you know, we've been bidding on auctions when people are sitting in this, using the computers, and you're bidding on the computers and they're kind of looking over their shoulder at you, you know. So it gets sometimes it can be a little interesting. So yeah, so it's just not a normal stop, I would say, on there. Anyway, I recommend you go check it out. Bstock, of course, I love. There's a ton. So Bstock has like 80 plus suppliers. They sell, you know, Costco, all the big names, Home Depot, Lowe's, Electrolux, GE, and those are great. And we're going to talk about some of those, but there's also some hidden gems. And one of them is Ferguson, and they're like a huge, massive multi-billion dollar company, right? That sells like everything from plumbing supplies to, you know, sinks, and it's just massive. I love this industrial stuff. And this auction, like, this is for, do you know what PEX pipe is? So PEX pipe is the piping that's used in every single house that's made now. It's the water delivery systems. It's the red pipe they pull through the stuff as they're building. They pull through all the beams and stuff as they're building a house. It's also used for radiant heating, where they put it on the floor and then they put the stuff and put tile on top of it. We have a place in Tahoe. It's got radiant heating. This stuff's all underneath there. The Ferguson says the price is $16,654. That's a lie, right? We know that's a lie. Nobody pays retail, but it's a starting point. So it's like, okay, well, maybe it's half off. Is it worth $8,000? You probably can't sell it for $8,000, but maybe you could sell it for $4,000. And right now the bid's at $100. Right. There's only one other bidder right here. And you can go down and it give you all the information. You've got the UPCs, you've got the descriptions, these coils. You can go to the Ferguson site and you can look up their part numbers to see what they, you know, what they're selling them for. So you can do all this research, but I still wouldn't recommend you buy it unless you have a network to sell it into. Right. It's not something you want to buy and tell your wife, honey, I'm getting in a plumbing business, and put it in your garage, and then you don't know what to do with it, because that's super stressful. And what you do is you print out this manifest and you start reaching out to people that use this product, and you go show it to them and say, guys, I have this opportunity. I'm authorized by Ferguson to buy their liquid excess inventory. This product's all brand new. I'm authorized to buy it. Do you use this stuff? If you do, what are you paying for it? If I could, you know, what would be an amazing deal if I could get this product to you? But this auction is going to end and it's going to sell. But they sell this product over and over and over. The key is you're trying to develop a relationship with a buyer. You're trying to share the opportunity, not sell. Selling sucks, you know, especially when you got it piled up in your garage and somebody's hassling you to make your mortgage payment. So you take this paper and you just share it to them, you email, and you probably have to call, I don't know, you may have to call 20 people, maybe more, but one person can change your life. One buyer, as you guys, I'm sure, you know, would attest. And if you find somebody who says, yeah, we buy a ton of this stuff and we pay, I don't know, 25% of MSRP. Okay, so what is that? You know, that's $4,000. All right, well, if you can buy it for $100, even if you could buy it for $1,000, and you have a built-in client, that's where the opportunity is.
Can you sort by brand on that site, Shannon? Like, can you see more? Can you see more Ferguson stuff?
Oh yeah. So there's 8 bids. They also own this Jones Stevens stuff. They're dumping a bunch of unmanifested overstock. I would not recommend you buy that. But they have auctions up here every day. There's 2 auctions. There's the one for $100. Got 1 bid. This one has no bids. It's going to be PEX tubing, $100. But this stuff changes all the time, every single day. They'll have more and more stuff up here. And there's lots and lots of sellers like this up there. Another one I really like is called Winston Water Cooler, that I doubt you've ever heard of. It's another like industrial mounted shower, you know, this no bids. This is $17,000 worth of different plumbing fixtures. You know, they want a $500 bid to start. This is some wall unit that goes on here. So you have you got the part number, you got the manufacturer, you know, you can go look it up, right? So the retail price is $5,700. There's 3 of them. Well, you could buy them for $166 each if your research plays out. So I love this kind of stuff because it's less competitive. Another one I really like is Kohler. I think we might have talked about this last time I was on your show, but Kohler blows out a ton of their excess inventory every single day. There's right here. There's an auction that's ending in a minute and 14 seconds. $17,000 worth of kitchen faucets. It's just got bid up $1,325. Right. So these are popcorn bids. They're going to keep bidding if you bid in the last few minutes. Same thing. Here's $48,000 worth of hooks, towel bars, towel rings. That's kind of a weird one, but a bid at 1,100. So 2.4% of the MSRP. Lots of interesting opportunities here with Kohler. And I love it. But I wouldn't want to buy this and sell it one at a time. This would be, I would buy this product and go on a fishing expedition. So I would either already have the connections, like I described with the other finding people that could use this, like remodelers, home flippers, all that kind of stuff. Or if I was buying it, I would list it on all the marketplaces, but I would not sell it one piece at a time. I would do bundles, and I would be fishing for other resellers and or people that can buy in volume. So I'm going to sell a 4-pack, an 8-pack, a 10-pack, whatever. That's who I'm trying to hook in, because I'm trying to find that one or more person or company that could buy this product from you that you can do.
Hey, John here for just a sec. You know how we're always breaking down these wild business ideas and road testing opportunities that other podcasts won't touch? Well, we're growing our own business here, this podcast, and we need your help. So here's the deal. If the Low Bar podcast has given you that holy shit, I can actually do this moment, or just made your commute less boring, help us out. If you're watching on YouTube, go and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, go to our profile page on Spotify and smash that 5-star button. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, hit the review button and leave us a review. It takes you just 30 seconds, costs you nothing, but helps us reach more people who think starting a business is rocket science, which it's not. And it will also give us the momentum we need to do even more fun and crazy business stuff right here for your entertainment. We love to keep it real with you. Now keep it real with us. Let's grow this thing together.
For these sort of things, would you go and seek out people like physical retail stores, say, who are already selling Kohler products?
No, I would more so go to like house flippers, contractors, people that are installing this product, and other resellers, remodelers. Maybe there's, you know, I know there's resellers out there. It's like, well, I don't have $4,000 to spend, but I want to get started. I want to spend $500. So how can I get a deal? You know, and I would nurture those people. But we have people in our mastermind that are driving around to, you know, construction sites and to obvious house remodeler flipper guys and pulling over and say, hey, look at this list. I have an opportunity. I'm a Kohler liquidator. Do you guys buy this stuff? I could sell it, you know, to you for, you know, would you pay 20% of the retail price? Maybe, you know, let them tell you, lean into their expertise. You know, this one's going to be 5% of the retail. Here's, you know, $135,000 worth of Kohler for $6,000. This one just ended.
That popcorn bid stuff drives me insane. Like, you know, you feel you, there are a couple seconds left. You feel like you're sniping it. And then no, let's add some more time. And then it just builds the FOMO for you, right? Like it does, you end up like breaking your own rules, yeah. You know, watching the bid get bid up.
Yeah. And this is why I recommend people don't do it, because you get your emotions involved, right? So it's harder to buy with math when you're at the last minute. So if you had done the research and said, well, I could pay $7,000 for this product, and I, you know, you'd look down at the manifest. Okay, what is it? You know, what are these things? These controller systems? I don't even know. You know, you'd have to research all this stuff and say, okay, if I could pay $7,000, I come up, I take off the shipping. Let's say shipping was $1,000. I bid, you know, $6,012 yesterday, and I just walk away. I don't even look at it. Because I'm just like you, and I get tied up and go, well, I could spend a little more money. But all of a sudden, you get ran up, and you want to avoid that.
And you're saying Comet's browser can go do that research for you? Like, you know, you scroll down to the manifest, you're like, hey, go find this part number recently sold on eBay, and it's going to be able to do that for you?
Absolutely. Yep. It'll search everything. It'll search Facebook Marketplace. You just turn the agent on, ask for permission to run your browser, and you just turn it on. And I use it every day. And the really exclusive secret prompt, good deal, ? That's it. That's, I just ask it. And the more you do it, the better it gets. And it'll be like, well, if you're reselling this, you know, it's great. It's amazing. And it makes my job much, much easier. Small stuff. There's tons of small deals. This one just ended. This is $2,400 of these silly little tubes that little kids run through, right? Or dogs or whoever, 500 units. I don't know that market at all, but it could be incredible. But maybe there's money if you know, Target sold them for $20, you could have bought them for $1.46, maybe $2 with shipping. I don't know who's the market for that, but again, it's worth reselling. Target is, they have massive auctions up here every single day. There's 22, you know, Star Wars action figures. They sell lots of Legos up here. Kitchen stuff. Now, these are contract sales. That's another thing you can buy up on B-Stock. So this is a contract that you're going to bid. Target wants 16 5% of their MSRP for home goods and pet. And they'll oftentimes they have a sample. They have a sample manifest for you to look at. And you're going to say, okay, there's 1 to 2 shipments a month. I'll pay you 16% of the MSRP. And typically it's going to be, you know, they're giving you estimated per order. So it's 30 to 100 grand. So you're going to pay, I don't do math in public, but you won't pay more than $16,000 for a truckload of this product. This, you know, you can buy these, bid on these contracts all the time.
Who's buying this one specifically? They're committing to one truckload every other week for 3 months. Like, that's a lot to commit to.
Bin stores, big buyers of these, excuse me, truckloads, higher volume resellers, live sellers, just unload the truck into the warehouse, stand in front of the pallet, start holding stuff up. You know, your cost is 16%. You know, you're hoping to maybe get 25% of the MSRP or something like that. That's who buys this product. Yep. And also export. It's a big export market for, you know, the product that you can sell. If you get somebody that'll say, yeah, I'll pay you 25% of the target price, you've got a built-in business, right? Because you're going to make the spread. You're going to make that 11% gross. So that's a slim margin. I don't like that number, but just as an example.
And we had Kip on here, and I'm trying to imagine, right? Like every other week, a trailer pulls up to your dock. You open that's your content, right? You open the door and fire up Whatnot, and it's like, here we go, right? And you just bring a pallet out, open a box, and be like, all right, I got this. Bidding starts at $1. You're going to want this dog bowl or whatever you pull out of there. Like, that's crazy.
There are guys doing this now up on Whatnot and TikTok Live for sure. It's only 24 pallets, the truckload. So it's not, you know, end of the... And sometimes it's going to be small. I mean, like say, the maximum you're going to pick out is 16 grand about. So, but it's interesting. Target, lots of new excess inventory. Furniture, they give you this, okay, it's 73% furniture. Home and garden, about 18%. So this one just sold two before, well, I guess just a few minutes ago. $6,800 worth, sold for $1,600. So again, you just got to research, download this manifest, let your AI dig through it for you, make the decision. You firm it up, you know, this cabinet, this $400 cabinet, that's this thing in this picture. This stuff sells on Facebook Marketplace all day long. What does it sell for in your area? That makes your decision. Is it $200? Is it, you know, whatever. So I love Target. I think it's great. This is Electrolux. I really like appliances. I think there's a really great opportunity if you can handle the size and weight and deal with it. So if you have that as your unfair advantage, if you can manage heavy stuff, you have a warehouse, or you can, you know, this is, you're not going to buy this in your garage. The other thing I like is now on BeStock, if you win one of these auctions, you can, this is just a buy now, but if you buy this or win an auction for $5 each, you can get a 1-year warranty to pass on to your customer, which I think is great because you can just, it really adds a lot to credibility. So you get it, test it. They give you this form. You just give it away with your client. So I think it's great. And this is just a buy now. So this is what they want. This is, they want $12,900. So $248 per unit. They're down to the manifest. What's this stuff selling for? Everything from, you know, here's $1,200, $850, all this stuff. And these are, you know, good condition customer returns, 52 units, $76,000 worth. So typically people are paying $248 and flipping this stuff for $600, $700.
Shannon, when you think through e-commerce, often like the holy grail is something expensive that can ship in a tiny box, right, for very, very cheap. And oftentimes the opportunity lies in heavy, complex things. If you, you know, if you want to deal with freight shipping, other people don't want to deal with freight shipping. Is that the case in reselling? Like the listing you just showed, man, those refrigerators, those dishwashers, that's heavy stuff, right? Like you're doing a lot of backbreaking work to move some of that stuff around. Is that where the opportunity lies here, or does it not even matter at all?
No, that is the opportunity. These barriers are the opportunity. The better you get at problem solving, the more money you're going to make. So we have people buying, you know, appliances like this that are just killing it. Guys that are getting ready to, like, trying to replace their corporate work and flipping stuff, even doing some of the stuff out of the garage. We have one guy I had on my podcast that's doing things out of his barn. It's hard to deal with it. That's why so many people won't buy it, right? It just won't do it. And, you know, there's another one here, 46 units. This has got 21 hours left. You know, average price from Lowe's is $1,400, and right now the bid's at $191 each. You know, what you want is higher scratch and dent, because scratch and dent's typically newer product that's never been used but has some cosmetic issue versus used, which is a customer return that may have some issues. But it's a great, it's an interesting opportunity, but you've got to put in the work. It's not something you just step into and say, okay, I'm going to buy, 46 units and see how it goes. Go to the Costco auction site, which we'll go in a minute, and buy five or six, buy eight, so see if refrigerators sell in your area. But that's definitely, I think, the opportunity. Before I get to Costco, this is a crazy one. This one just sold today at noon. This is Advance Auto. It's two truckloads of brand new auto parts, braking, steering and chassis, automotive supplies, ignition. So their retail price, and I'm going to say this, it's not a typo, $506,521. And it just sold for $4,625. Now, it's a crazy deal, right? Two truckloads, over 10,000 pieces, right? I think it's 10,000. Yeah, 10,985 units. There's the full manifest, brakes, struts. I went through this whole manifest the other day. Coming out with a number, it's like, realistically, you could sell this whole deal for 60,000, about 60 grand, right? So there's a, sorry, my dogs are in here. There is a ton of opportunity in these deals. But again, you can't just step off the boat and buy this deal. Do you have that network to sell it? Are you in the automotive space? But these deals are out all the time. I'm amazed at how low this stuff sells. You know, it's crazy.
Do you have a place to put 48 pallets as well? Like, I imagine you're going to get your money back pretty quick, but this might, you know, drip feed you for quite a long time as you pay yourself back. But you got to store this stuff too, right? That's a lot of pallets.
Big time. Well, I can't show you any Costco auctions because it looks like they just wrapped out of it. There's something going on with the site because I was just up here. Yeah. Costco is one of my favorites. Everything you can buy at a Costco, you can buy up on the Costco auction site. They have some of the best buyers in the world. They sell over $250 billion worth of stuff every year. So you borrow their expertise. You talked about small items, high end. You can buy everything from 3-ounce little jars of face cream that Costco sells for $500 and to, you know, refrigerators and gazebos, every piece of outdoor equipment that you can think of, you can buy up on the Costco site. So, and I highly recommend you go. You can get this entire list if you just go to shannongene.com/auctions. I'll give you the whole list, and I'll give you a bunch of tips so you don't spend too much money. But you can get the list to get registered up on Beestock, as well as getting help getting your resale permit, which is what you need. So that's my shopping for the day, guys.
Look, that's my favorite thing that you do, because I imagine someone sees you do this, they want to go do it too, right? And you charge a whopping $5 for your mastermind to come hang out with other people too, right? And so, you know, that shit's interesting to me, right? The depth, right? The breadth. I'm not even sure how to say it. There's just so much different stuff that you could do, right? We had Kip on here talking about live selling and the stuff he's doing with it.
Yep.
Mindy's been on our show from your community, and you know, she was doing books, and now she's doing a whole bunch of other stuff that's not books, right? And just
fashion, luxury goods, yeah.
Yep. The moment I interact with you, which, you know, we became internet friends, I got to like your posts, I got to do everything. Then the internet's like, oh, you like Shannon? How would you like some Shannon with your Shannon, right? And now it's showing me everybody on the internet who's doing it. And people are in every niche possible. And it's fun to watch. Honestly, it's fun when someone's like, hey, I just got this pallet. Let's see what we can do. And, you know, they record the process. They record what's wrong with it, which is also, you know, kind of interesting. But they show the outcome, and it's super accessible. I think that's what I like most about this is literally anybody can give this a go.
Yeah, whether you want to make, I mean, we have people in our mastermind that just want to make an extra $1,000 a month, and that's awesome. Well, however you define success, you know, it's like, oh, I got to pay for whatever, my kid's school, I want to buy my kid a car. Then we have people, you know, look, I need to make $5,000 a month because I got to pay for my kid's college or whatever. And you can go as far with it as you want. You know, we have one of our members just sold over 1,700 pressure washers since he started, and he'd never even used a pressure washer and got into it, started learning, you know, about this stuff. So it is cool. I love it. It is super accessible. You can start. I always tell people not to buy anything, just sell stuff around your home and kind of walk around what's in your garage that you haven't touched and get used to selling on Facebook Marketplace or selling on eBay and ease your way into it. You don't have to make a big investment. Like I said, our mastermind's $5 a month. We've got over 3,300 people that are in there building stuff every single day. So it's pretty cool. This Thursday, tomorrow, Costco's running a free shipping. Maybe that's why they bumped all their auctions off. They're doing a free shipping promotion tomorrow and Friday. So if you're within 300 miles of a returns warehouse and you buy less than a truckload, you get free shipping. And if it's a full truckload, you get discounted truckload freight on it. So it's pretty cool. They run those promos. There's tons of people to buy from. And the stuff I was showing you is just the tip, man, just the beginning.
Last time you were here, you mentioned Mindy or Kip or a bunch of other names. You mentioned the pressure washer gentleman, which sounds like he sold even more since then, which is wild. Like, how many pressure washers can you sell in your area? That's kind of cool. What are some other cool stories from your community? Because you seem to stumble into some pretty interesting people.
Yeah, so we have a seller, Melanie Hyatt. She's out of Kentucky. She started in September, and she's sold over 600 rugs so far. Rugs are like a gateway product to reselling. There's not really anything that can go wrong with them. They're either good or bad. And they sell, you know, their barriers, they're big and heavy. But once you kind of build your system and get it going, you can do really well with them. And, you know, I see people doing it over and over and over. We have a high-level cohort in our mastermind. It's called the Reseller Rocket. It's really the highest level in our mastermind, the people that I work with. And there are people in there really building, you know, great systems. We have a heavy plumbing, Kohler guys in there selling that are just killing it every month. But they're using that tactic trying to entice other resellers. And that's the same with live selling. You know, there's a great plugin called Whatnot Spy that allows you to pull data from sales that are going on right as they're happening. A lot of those sales, and I don't know if it's a majority, I don't know if I have enough data to say that, but let's just say there's a ton of those sales are being bought by resellers that are buying it, getting that good deal and flipping it somewhere else or putting it in a retail store, selling it on eBay, you know, that kind of stuff. So tons of opportunity. Just depends on where you want to take it.
When are we going to see you on Whatnot? Like, you can't tell me you're not intrigued by it a little bit.
No, we're good. So Kip and I we're at the beginning. We're going to do a live sell. We're going to do a collaboration. And the location, I can't talk about it yet, but it's going to be pretty wild where we're going to do it from and access the inventory that we're going to have. So that's going to happen in the next 45 to 60 days. And you'll hear about it. Of course, I can't stop talking about this stuff. So I'll be posting about it. And the key is to be around a lot of people that are doing it. So you can see other guys like, hey, I flipped this, I flipped it. We have sellers that are Facebook Marketplace to Facebook Marketplace flippers. We have guys, I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but we just did a pro workshop with one of our members named Mike McCabe, where all he does is couches. And he picks up free couches from Facebook Marketplace, cleans them up. He's got a whole system. Cleans, does repairs, does the special stitching if he's got tears. And this guy's made like $50,000, $60,000 just flipping, picking up free couches, doing the work, putting it back on Facebook Marketplace the next day, couches and sectionals, and then selling them for between, you know, $300 and $800. It's pretty wild. So zero investment, just your time.
That's wild. And I feel like as you come back on, I have to ask you, has the guy who's trying to get a boat got a boat yet? I feel like that's the one update.
That's
Jim. I want to know.
Jim Rowe. He does have a boat. He got a mid-step boat. He didn't get his big yacht that he wants, but he's doing great. And he is selling on eBay. He's doing live selling. He's got his retail location, which is like a mini Costco. And now what's happening is I'm trying to flatten out I'm not the most important person in the mastermind anymore. It's really the group and all the people helping each other. So we've launched a coaching platform in the mastermind. So now we have our first three coaches. We're calling them verified. Our Kip, who you've met, Mindy, who you had on the show, and then Jim Rowe. So they're turning around, helping other people, you know, taking calls, doing monthly, you know, sessions with people. And I imagine within the next few months, we'll have between 10 and 15 other people that are coaches in there to help other people. That's cool. Really, yeah, it's great.
Do you mind talking about some of that stuff? Like, I'd love to hear your business side of this, right? It all started with your mastermind, I assume, right? That's only $5 a month. So some people would look at you and be like, Shannon, buddy, you're not going to make any money charging $5 a month. But now you have thousands of people in there, right? I watch you launch these little mini courses, right? Like on live selling or how Mindy sold books, right? Or a bunch of others inside of your mastermind. It also kind of seems like maybe you're setting up a little engagement group between some of the users to get them to turn into personalities as well. Tell me about your grand vision here. Like, how does your business work on the back end, if you don't mind sharing?
Dude, I wish I could tell you I had a grand vision, but, you know, I'm like in the sailboat just holding the rudder on this thing. You know, I had no intention of starting a mastermind, but I had a big... I've told this story before, but X sent me a message, you know, a year and a half ago. And they said, hey, you can turn on subscriptions and sell subscriptions on X. And I was like, well, why would anybody want to subscribe? You know, it's free. But I was like, okay, I'll turn it on. And the maximum price I could charge at that time that you could charge for a subscription was $5. So that's my grand vision for how I got to $5. And so I didn't want to create like special content for people. So I said, well, I'll just put them in the DM group here on X and I'll answer questions. That's what we'll do. That's what you get for $5. And it grew. And then it was great for a while. But then we got over 100 people in the mastermind. Or it wasn't a mastermind. It was in the DM group. And it was a disaster. I couldn't, you know, I was trying to onboard people. They couldn't see any historical data. There was nowhere to share good resources. I couldn't run it. And one of the guys in my business group that I have up on X, this guy, Danny Magazoo, young guy, he's like, hey, you should start a mastermind. You know, and I was like, I don't know what's a mastermind. He's like, oh, it's a community, get everybody together. So I'm like, okay. So I researched, I had my assistant help me figure out what platform. We chose Kajabi. And then the hardest part was getting everybody off of X and into Kajabi. It took me like 2 months. And I kept doing teasing, like, here's a free training thing. I'll give it to you if you come over here and sign up. Here's a free, I'll do a call with you if you come over and sign up, you know, because people don't like to change platforms at all. So finally got everybody over. So in April of 2025, we had 200 people in there. And I just started talking about it, started sharing the wins. And now we have 3,351 people in there. And it's growing. And we do, like you said, we do lots of community workshops, which are free. They're in there. And then we do pro workshops. They're $100. And you can sign up if you want. We typically do a couple a month of those, like a deep dive where Mindy told her whole system for how she does books. Hey, I bought this pallet of books for $1. I'm selling the books for $300 a piece or whatever, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then we do every week or two, we do community workshops, like I said, that are free. And then there's all kinds of other ways. They can buy training materials, they can do coaching calls, whatever they want. But it's up to them. It depends how they want to accelerate. You do not need to spend more than $5 if you want to be around other people that are building and doing really great. And yeah, it's grown crazy, man. I had no idea that it would be as popular as it is. And I feel super fortunate that I've got people that I will know for the rest of my life. And I am lifting those people up. I am promoting them. I'm just like, hey, you guys, you should come over on X and share your story because I know how that worked so well for me. And then I was like, I can't coach. I mean, if you've guys done coaching, you know, it takes a lot out of you and time and everything else. So I was like, well, what if these guys could coach as well? So we built this coaching platform within our mastermind. They book their things. We take a small piece of it, but we build the infrastructure for them. We build their website. If you want to go get coached by Mindy, do coachingbymindy.com. If you want to get coached by Kip, go to Kip, you know, kipcoaching.com. You'll see it. That's all built in our mastermind, that whole platform. And we're going to grow that. And then we launched a first cohort. I'd never done a cohort in my life, but we had people just keep asking. I want more. I want to meet. I want to do this. I want to do that. So we started a high level cohort with like 20 members, and we're going to do another one in June or early July. So that's where it's worked out really well. I meet with them every week, and they get access to everything we have. So it's great. I have no idea where it's going to go, but I'm having a great time. And you know, I get to other thing it does that I didn't know, had no expectation of. It gives me a ton of content to talk about, right? All I have to do is, I don't know what to post. All I have to do is I go into the wins channel and I post somebody's win, or I go to the problems channel. I post a problem like here's how we suggested you fix this. So there's some amazing people in that, in the mastermind. They're just man, people just rock stars that I really respect, and they're doing the hard work. I've been reselling my whole life. But you know, these people are out there moving those refrigerators, moving the rugs, selling on Facebook Marketplace on the weekend. But it is life-changing. I get them, they tell me all the time. It's like, dude, it changed my life, or you changed my life. And I'm like, no, you changed your life. You know, you're here, you're putting in the effort. So it's cool. I think it's a great model. I love that it's $5. I don't have to convince anybody. Like I said, I want to share the opportunity. I don't want to sell. I really don't like selling that much, even though that's been my whole life.
If I had asked you a year ago, what's the vision for this? Would any of that have been in there?
No way, dude. No way. I just started posting because I was bored. You know, I was like, what do I do now? I sold my last kind of big business, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. And then I played around. I wrote a book. And then I did the handbag experiment where that turned into a business. I sold like $4 million worth of handbags. I learned a ton. I learned about social. And then I started learning about X a little bit, and I just started posting and sharing stuff. So no, I had no, not only did I have no idea, I had no intention. You know, I didn't know where it would go. First, I was like, well, I guess I could coach. And I coached a bunch of people, and then I hired coaches to help me. But the community, I really have enjoyed it a lot. And what I love about it is it really works. It's like, I sleep really good at night, man. Because I see it. You see people like, you know, dude, I did this and I'm buying this and I flipped this and I'm able to do this and I'm working with my kids. We've had people leave their corporate job. Joe Poole, you know, he's a programmer. He's like, man, I see my days or I hate driving an hour to work. So now he's launched Blue Moon Surplus and they have a warehouse and he's, you know, using all the skills he had from his other business. So yeah, I there's no way I would sit up here and tell you like I have this grand plan and I know where it's going. All I know is it will be different. A year from now, it will be different again. And a year after that, it'll be totally different. And I'm here for it, man. I want to keep, I get bored. You know, I want to do new stuff, man. Boredom is the enemy. Chaos, I love it. But I'm happy to answer any questions. I'll answer other questions here. If you have questions, you're listening to this, just find me up on X, Shannon Jean, or, you know, I'm happy to help people. I really love it. It's my noble cause. I have time now. I couldn't have done this if I was like you, you know, with little kids, and there's just no way I didn't have time, but you know, I have more gray hair now. And so I can tell my story in reverse, which makes me look much smarter than I really am.
I think the best thing you're saying is you had no plan. You know, we had a comment probably the second time you came on the show, and they were like, dude, that's the Shannon Jean. Have some respect. Or like, you know, I don't know if I was ribbing you or what.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, you're just a dude, right? And I know early totally on in my dude. Journey, I put people like myself, but like John, like you, up on a pedestal. And like, they're different. They're special. I need to meet these people. No, you're just literally winging it. Going your direction because you're putting one foot in front of the other and doing something. But, you know, all of us are just, you know, we're just trying to figure it out all at the same time, right? And so I think it's amazing that you just said a year ago, you literally couldn't have told me you'd be doing any of this stuff 1 year later. And, you know, I think, well, when we have you on the show, you know, next year, this time, like, you're probably going to be like, well, here's all the stuff I'm doing. And no, I didn't think I was going to be doing it last year.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say is the indicator, and I posted on X about this yesterday, I think it resonated, is that if I look at all the stuff I've done in the last couple of years, starting on X, it was everything that made me uncomfortable. That is what rewarded me, right? It's talking about how I failed so many times, figuring out how to hire, you know, employees and manage them offshore or, you know, remotely, learning how to post on Instagram and put the camera in front of my face, super uncomfortable, dude. And all those kind of, so that is, I've kind of go towards that. It's like, well, if I feel, you know, this is weird. Like I just got, you know, I'm doing a collaboration with High Level. You guys know that service, gohighlevel.com. Go High Level. And, you know, I'm just like, man, I don't know if I can do this collaboration because I don't know much about it. But so I had this like barrier in my head. It was like keeping me up at night. And finally I just dug in and then I have a growth operator, this young guy that's great. I'm like, come help me, man. Let's figure this Go High Level out and how we can use it and how we could use it within the mastermind. Because if I'm going to talk about it, I want to be using it, you know? So it's just pushing through this stuff that makes us uncomfortable, you know? And it does really work, man. I'm a perfect use case.
Hey, real quick, while I have you here at the very end of the show, John and I are trying to grow our social media channels. We're also sharing what we're doing from some of these podcasts on the social media. So we'd love to have you follow us. You can find us at Low Bar Podcast on TikTok and on X, and you can find us at Low Bar Pod on Instagram and on Facebook. Of course, all of these will be in the show notes of every episode. So if you could give us a follow, maybe like a few posts. Obviously, we're trying to grow our business too. Thank you so much for listening and following along and helping us grow what John and I are trying to build here.